We're rolling.
Yes.
I was going to take a selfie.
Oh, take a selfie.
You can still do it.
Way yeah. I could.
You want me to take it for you?
I don't know. Do you want to take pictures of me?
Sure. I think that's perfect.
Let me see.
I think you're biased.
Extremely biased.
And welcome back to the Nadia Neverland podcast. I'm sitting here again with Sammy Simber Beauty for a part two of our previous discussion from last week.
Yep. Today we're going to talk about catfishing.
And our personal experiences with catfish. So stick around and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Just like a quick question. Like this includes like times where you've like prank called or like.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, then I have quite a few. All right.
Okay, do you want to start with like a couple small ones and then we'll get into the big juicy stuff?
I think I only have like juicy ones from what I remember.
Okay.
You start with a small one.
There were some like boyfriends that would catfish me thinking, like make me think that they were other people.
Okay.
So they would like create another Facebook account.
Okay.
And like something that they would think I would like and then try and get me to go out with them. And I just to see if I would,
what I would say.
Yeah. Like would I cheat on them? And it was always no. But that's how I've been personally catfished like a couple times like that. But yeah, those are like a little ones. But you said you had like prank call stuff.
Pretty much. I wasn't the nicest and I had this really ginormous, incredibly like huge crush on my next door neighbor. He lived two doors down. Nadia's like nodding her head because she knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I know the story.
Yes. And I mean, later on in life we dated, but so do you remember the
Wait,
girlfriend
you,
song?
Did you catfish him?
I did something horrible. Do you know the, you know,
hey you I don't like your girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, I did a parody music video in high school with that song.
I love that song.
Yeah,
I love anything Avril Lavigne. Her new song Head Above Water, like, the first time I listened to it, I cried. But the point is, my best friend at the time and I were in my room, and we were listening to the song, and I paused it, and I don't know why, but she and I came up with the most horrible idea to call him and play that song on his answering machine.
Oh, that's mean.
It's so mean.
Oh, that's mean.
I was
mean.
Such a mean
Does
person.
He know?
Now he knows. Like, for sure, now he knows. So I did that, right? And it was very unkind. And I played that song at the specific part that was like, hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. No way.
I think you need a new one.
I could be your new
one. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I didn't leave a name, okay? It wasn't like I was suggesting myself, but secretly I was too embarrassed to obviously claim
to
that.
To like come off anonymous,
yes,
basically.
Pretty much. And many years later, I like admitted it because we started dating,
mm-hmm.
like seriously dating. So I was like, I have something to tell you because we never had like lied to each other before.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have something to tell you. And I'm really freaking embarrassed to say this, mm-hmm. but I did this when I was younger. And he looked at me, he goes, yeah, I knew.
Did he know, like, when it first happened?
I think so. Because his girlfriend, like, because we were next door neighbors when I was leaving the car, she essentially cussed me out. Like, as I was getting out of my car in my front house. And, like, he had to, like, hold her back. And my mom was like, what the heck is happening?
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, I have no idea. And I just walked inside. And I didn't even know this bitch. I really didn't. They went to a totally different high school than I did. And I remember him forcing her to call me on the phone and apologize because of like the way that she acted. And
yeah.
Here I was like not acting the greatest. And so she called me and I was like, I don't even like want your boyfriend. I'm in high school now and there's plenty of guys to look at. Thanks. And I think I actually said it like that. That was how freaking horrible I was. So Yeah, that's like, I think the big one that I have that was just super mean.
That's pretty mean. That's funny though. That's funny in hindsight.
Yeah. I have
a question.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah, so.
Okay, it wasn't that long ago. How did you get around?
Caller ID?
Yeah.
You used to block your number.
Yeah.
Like, it's like star 69.
Yeah, okay.
Nine?
Yeah. I was just wondering, like, maybe that's how they caught you. You just didn't realize.
No.
You can call as, like, no, restricted or no caller ID or something.
Yeah, like your dad does all the time.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't do that. His number is just like that. I don't know why. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So, sorry. Another one that I have that's a high school one is
You catfished me, hon.
No. Oh my god.
Imagine. Like, so.
I've been Christian the whole time.
Just in case you guys didn't know who Christian was, he was my long term boyfriend in high school.
No. But. When I was also in high school, I didn't feel this way, but I can acknowledge now that I was one of the hot girls.
Yeah, you were gorgeous.
A little bit. And there were a couple people that wanted to be with me, and I didn't like it. Pablo raises his hand.
Like, yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah. One of them, okay.
You were so cute back then, and you were, like, very eccentric, little pixie. And this was, like,
I have short hair? When did I cut my hair? I cut my hair a pixie cut, like, but I had left already.
You had hair like you did now.
No, you
had
a little bit longer. Like you're doing, like you do now, a little, like
I would straighten it, though.
Yeah, and you were straightening it a lot.
I was an emo kid.
Yeah. But I remember, like, our Twilight obsession together.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah, remember? Because when we read the books, and you actually let me borrow one of your books. Mm-hmm. And I gave it back to you. I think I left Hot Cheetos stains on it.
They probably still have them. They're still at my parents' house.
Oh.
So, my family owns a taekwondo studio. Right. And one day, I was locking up, and I'm there by myself. Everybody already left. Mm-hmm. And I'm cleaning up, and I see on the floor is, like, a USB thumb drive. So I was like, that's interesting. It was just there on the floor in one of the dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. So I take it home and I plug it into the computer and they're all pictures of me.
That's creepy as fuck.
Creepy as fuck. And I'm scrolling through them and they look like pictures from my Facebook page, pictures from my Instagram page, like saved snap, like screenshot pictures. And I scroll all the way to the bottom and there's this kid that I know, not a kid, he's actually like a year and a half older than me, but I know him and he's one of the students.
Okay.
At the studio. I'm not gonna say who it is, but okay. You know who you are.
You know who you are, sucker.
You know who you are. He was relatively harmless. He was actually really nice. It was just really weird finding it that way. Uh-huh. So I created a fake boyfriend for myself.
I think I remember this.
And I would just say, like, no, I have a boyfriend. He doesn't go to high school with us, but I have a boyfriend. And, yep, that's him. So leave me alone.
Wait, this was in high school?
Kind of.
I think so. I don't remember the timeline. I think it was still in high school. Huh. But, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that early on. Because you told me the story, but I didn't know it was in high school.
Yeah.
Or, you know, around that time.
But I, like, basically created just this person to make him go away. And it never worked. He would just still message me. So I would message him back as my boyfriend, being like, leave her alone.
Leave my girlfriend
alone. Like, me, I'm having alone time with my girlfriend. Can you just leave her alone?
I used to do something similar. Oh, my God. As, like, an adult, though.
Oh, what would you do?
Okay, so
I would, like, when I was single, I would say I have a boyfriend all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, or, okay, so when you go to, like, the bar or whatever, I used to never know how to not give out my number in the beginning. Like,
what do you mean?
Like Rachel from Friends. He like, told me he loved me. So I gave him everything.
I didn't know how to be like, no, it's a okay. So this guy, he asked me, you know, can I get your number? And the thing was, is he was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, the Valley. And he goes, oh, me too. From where in the Valley? You know, you say like,
oh, no.
I'm from the Valley.
Yeah, no.
And nobody like ever questions it. The Valley, mm-hmm. like, but the Valley people are like, what part of the Valley? You yeah. know what I mean?
Because so, every place has its own personality.
Exactly. Okay, so this is like, his personality was like the San Fernando
okay.
mission area okay. Valley. Okay.
All right.
So I pretty much was like, great. How am I going to like deflect this? And I just remember my phone in my hand. And at the time I was dating this guy, just like hanging out, watching a movie. And I was like, oh fuck. And he looked at my phone and he goes, oh, you got yourself in a pickle last night. And I was like, I guess I did. I didn't mean to. I don't know what to do. What do I say? What do I respond? I don't want him to, like, know this is my number. He goes, how did you, like, not even, like, figure this one out? And I was like, I don't know what to do in this situation. And he was like, give me your phone. And so I gave him my phone. And he responded back to the guy, hey, man, I think you might have gotten, like, a bogus number.
Oh,
I'm really sorry. But
that's kind of sad.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, bro, but it's just... Yeah,
it is what it is, man.
Yeah, like, kind of like, you had good the luck. Wrong number.
Yeah.
Better luck next time.
Oh, well, yeah. I never had to do that because I had a reputation of being really mean to guys. Because if you're nice to them just a little bit, they won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
So I was at the mall with a group of friends, and this guy just kind of ran up to me and was like, hey, can I get your phone number? And I'm like, no, go away. I'm with my friends and I don't know you. He was like, please just give me your phone number. I just want to be able to talk to you later. And I was like, I don't have a phone. I was holding my phone. That's so funny. He was like, well, what's that? And then my friend was right there. I was like, that's hers. That's hers. Oh, like, so you funny. Just, you had to just lie to their faces to make them go away. Okay, so... my stalker guy, uh-huh. I've had a couple, but this one that was actually scary and I actually went to the police office, the police mm-hmm. station. This one I met in college.
Okay. I feel like the college ones are like creepier.
They're worse, yeah. And this is one back when I was a film student and I was waiting to get picked up because I still didn't have my license yet because I was a young little bug. And
well, yeah, you finished.
Yeah.
High school early.
Yeah. And then I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. So I just went to, like, college. So I'm sitting there waiting, and this guy is just being really obnoxious. And I kind of, like, scoffed. And then he started talking to me. And he was really, like, kind of charming in the beginning. And then it got really weird really fast. It ended up he would, like, show up to places where I would be. And then I had to tell all my friends, like, don't tag me in anything. Don't tag me that we're going here or going there. Just, I'll go, but don't tag me.
Right.
Because you just can't show up. So then he ended up messaging me, your family looks really nice watching TV.
No.
Yeah. Creepy. Pretty creepy.
Some Veronica Mars shit right yeah. here.
Creepy, creepy stuff. And I told him, like, please just leave me alone. Just leave my family alone. Just leave me alone. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he stopped for years. And I was like, okay, cool, he's gone. Turns out, very recently actually, like this past year, I get a phone call from him saying that he just got out of jail. Freaky. Mm-hmm. And that, like, he wanted to talk to me. And then in like a separate message, he was like, I just saw all of these messages. None of this was me.
I am freaking
freaked. Yeah, so out. Who was it? And I don't know what to believe. He was like, this, all of these messages, none of that was me. I will completely leave you alone if you want that.
But he was in jail.
But that was years ago.
Yeah, but he was in jail.
For what? I don't know.
Did you ever respond?
No.
Thank God.
No. Yeah. No. Wait, I don't even want to know.
No.
I remember, like, this was not too long ago.
Right? When he yeah. called me back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, after I don't remember how it ended. After
oh, he left me two voice messages.
Yeah, did he ever reply?
No.
So it just ended there.
Yep.
Interesting.
As it should.
I don't.
So
that wasn't even the juicy one.
Oh my gosh. No, that's creepy.
This next one is not creepy, it's funny.
Okay.
But do you have one?
So what part? Like, did I have a stalker growing up?
Anything, yeah. No. Like, that wasn't
even... Or another story of
catfishing. I had an aggressive person. I think I was an aggressive person.
Oh, I will say something about... You mentioned you being mean.
Wait, me?
Actually, both of you mentioned it, but specifically Nadia. I think... From a guy's perspective, it might actually be nicer for you to say no to them when they ask for the phone than to give a bogus number, which is not what you did.
No, I gave a real number, but then I lied about
it. Yeah, no, I've never given a guy a bogus
general,
number.
But in general, like, if you're doing that, I feel like that's meaner than saying no.
Yeah.
Because then you, like, build up
false hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never done that.
This is my thing. When you meet a girl in a bar and you've only had... 5 sentences of conversation back and forth and you ask her for her number, just don't.
And it was kind of different back then because we didn't have social media.
Yeah.
Like, but... ask me for my Facebook or ask me for my Instagram. Ask me for my Instagram so I can, you know, grow. But
that's true. Like, there's other ways.
Your phone number was so intimate.
Yeah, and it's still intimate.
Yeah, it's so much more intimate now. Like, oh my God. You know how many people I DM? Do you have WhatsApp? No.
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 No. I did.
Leave me alone.
I did have WhatsApp. I swear. You should do like a...
Parody?
No, not a parody, but like what's in my old AIM account, like messages or something like that.
Oh God, no.
Because it's just so embarrassing.
I remember just like being excited that I was on AIM in the first place. Like, oh my God, this is so cool. I can't believe we're messaging instantly. Oh my God.
I know, right? It was like.
We're dinosaurs.
AIM. Just in case you guys don't know what AIM is, it was AOL Instant Messaging. Oh my God. That was so.
Yeah. Every day when I'd get home.
Oh, yes. I forgot computers made that sound.
Yeah.
When they were dialing. Because computers used to dial.
And you would accidentally press the Internet Explorer button and you were like, no, 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 no. And then you're stuck for like 15 minutes.
Oh my God. Do you remember, so there's dialing, razor
phones. Dial-up. I had a pink razor phone.
I did too.
Oh my God, twinsies.
Twinsies. And then the shitty part is when the razor phone, because it was a flip phone.
Oh, it broke?
It like
oh
my God. Broke in half.
Yeah. Mine, like, fell, the back part of it where the battery came out, mm-hmm. that back part broke, and then I found the back part from a silver one.
Right.
So I just put that on, but I had a pink one.
Right.
So it was pink with a silver back.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I had all the sidekicks. Yeah.
So I didn't have a cell phone until I was maybe, I think, a freshman, after Christmas. I got it for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have a smartphone. I mean, I had a Xenon. You know, like, do you remember what Xenons looked like? They were like,
no.
It was like this little, like, you would Wasn't push
like
it
a,
up.
That's like a sidekick.
Yeah, kind of similar. You'd push it up and then you could, like, type on it.
Yeah.
But then you slide it and then it was touchscreen. So, yeah.
Oh, I think I had one of those.
Yeah, and it was like an LG phone.
I had that.
Yeah. And it was like... It was like so cool.
Yeah, that was like the shit.
Yeah, it was the shit. After the Xenon though, I like had a very basic phone. Mm-hmm. Like it was just this very old BlackBerry and I was just glad that it worked.
The BlackBerry wasn't basic. That was like
But it was like a knockoff version of BlackBerry. So it was just like this little tiny dinky little phone that would just I needed to like get through college. I didn't have a phone like a smartphone until I was 20.
Oh, you're saying after?
Yeah. So like I didn't have like this social media. Like
I see.
I didn't have Facebook. I didn't have. Well, maybe I had Facebook, but I didn't have like Instagram.
I didn't hear from you much after.
Yeah, like after high school, I like went dormant, and that's probably why I don't have any friends from high school other than you.
Hi.
And a couple others, like maybe 2 or 3 others. Yeah.
Power of social media.
Power of social media, but yeah, what other weird?
Okay, So this one happened relatively recent. It was my last semester in college. I was the victim.
You're a victim?
Yep. Oh, I had no idea this was going on. So it is no surprise that I, if, well, maybe you don't know, I have a bit of a following on Instagram. It's not huge, but it's, no, it's relatively. It's a substantial amount of people that follow me. Apparently, okay, well, I'll start like this. I'll start it the way I experienced it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm walking to class. I'm late, of course. And I'm walking, like, kind of fast, but not really because I'm short. And this girl is walking. I'm going south. She's going north, basically.
Right.
Like, one way, like, and the other.
Right.
I see her look at me, and so I smile. And she, like, stops walking. Like, just stops in her tracks, and, like, her mouth opens, and she's staring at me. And I'm like, whoa.
What? This is what? Weird.
And I kind of slow down a little bit, and I'm looking at her like, what? Is there something on me? Like, what?
Is there a spider on my
shoulder? Is there, like, a giant bee on my head? What's going on? And she, like, walks past me, like, kind of with her head down and her eyes really big. And then she comes back, and she's like, I'm sorry, are you Nadia? I'm like, yes. How do you know my... Oh, she said, are you Nadia? And I said, yes. And she said, okay. And then she left. And I was like, wait.
Like,
what? You can't leave me like that. Why? How do you know my name? And she was like, okay. Did you ever know a guy named... I won't say his name.
So-and-so.
And I'm like, no. It was... And first of all, it was a very distinct name.
Right.
It was no one that I've ever met had that name before. And it was a very, very distinct name. He was named after a place. So I said, no, I've never known a guy by that name. Why? She was like, well, he was my boyfriend. And he apparently said that you guys had sex. And that's you weird. Like sucked his dick. And that you guys were together. And
no wonder she's freaking out and looking at you.
Yeah. And I was like, I was hurt. I was hurt for her. Like, we both almost started crying. Because, like, it was horrible. But, so apparently he would take some of my pictures, and he would, I don't know what he would do exactly, but he would, like, make it seem like I was there with him.
Okay.
I don't know. I could be wrong. But I don't know what he did to manipulate convince her that this was happening.
Right.
But apparently she was like, well, you know those concerts that they have at the university? I don't know if you know. Sometimes they have, like, fundraising concerts.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she said that one day I was working one of the booths, which I've never done.
Right.
And I've never even gone to these concert things.
Yeah.
That one of the days I was working one of the booths trying to fundraise, and that I took him upstairs to my dorm.
Which she doesn't even have.
Which I never, ever had a dorm. And I slept with him. Just right then and there. And that. And I was like, I have a boyfriend that's all over my Instagram. She was like, yeah. Apparently he was okay with it. Like, he would watch.
What a freaking liar. Like,
Pablo, I didn't know that about you.
Men are...
trash.
I mean, I guess women are the same. I guess human beings are weird. And they lie. And it's kind of, like, sad how accustomed, like, lying is.
Mm-hmm.
Massive story. Just tell your girl that you don't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah. But it wasn't even that. Like, he wanted to still be with her. He just wanted to make her jealous. Because they stayed together for a long time after that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
I know. And then he, like, moved away or something. But, like, apparently him and I still talk.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
Yeah. That was the crazy one. Now I'm kind of thinking that I don't know why I thought the stalker one was less crazy. Well, no, this one is more funny because, like, with the girl, like, we exchanged numbers and I was like, is this the guy that you're talking about? Mm-hmm. She was like, yep, that's him.
I would have taken a picture, like, nope, with the girl and been like,
yo, bitch. Yeah, to the, like, guy.
There you go, asshole. Like,
yeah, I should have.
Girl.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, reach out to her in any other form? Did you ever talk to her again?
No.
You should have.
I don't know what to say.
just like, you know, hang out.
I wanted to make a series on my channel of like, bitch, I don't want your man. Because you know how many times like women. Girls are so insecure when you're around their men. Like, girl.
Well, I told you.
I know.
In my last episode.
I mean, that was a bad example.
That was a horrible example.
But there's so many occasions where, like...
But I had a friend who said it like this. At the time, I was dating the next-door neighbor guy. Mm-hmm. And it was her, like, or the next-door neighbor guy's best friend mm-hmm. was a girl. Mm-hmm. And she dated his cousin. So you get the, like...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right? And so I grew up with him and his cousin, like... We've all known each other since I was 10. Mm-hmm. So looking like back or whatever. And when I met her, she was like, a lot of girls, when they meet me, they don't like me mm-hmm. because like I'm his best friend and I'm a female. And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, but you're with, you know,
yeah, and
another guy yeah. and also like you're his best friend, like why would it be an issue mm-hmm. and she's like, oh my god, exactly. And her mentality was, look, if I'm gonna have soulmates in my life, like I don't have just one, we have several, like you can't expect to just have one soulmate in your mm-hmm. life. And so she's like, he's my soulmate. Like, my best friend's my soulmate, but also my partner is my soulmate. So, if you can have respect that, like, and I, you know what? You're probably soulmates with them, too. Like, she was like, he could be your soulmate. He can be your, like, you know what I mean? She was, yeah. like, very much like, we could all be each other's soulmates, but I'm in a relationship with this person, and I hope you would respect that.
Yeah.
And that's, like, simple. Kind of the simple.
Easy.
The simplicity of it all.
Yeah.
So... Looking back at my situation, if you want to hear about my situation, you should totally listen to the previous podcast that yep. we just posted last week.
After this one's over.
Yeah. Just go but ahead. Like after that, you know, yeah. like, but pretty much after like looking back at that situation, like she wasn't with him. So like respecting something that like isn't there is kind of different.
I just don't. Understand always the fear that both men and women have of being by themselves.
You mean without a person?
Kind of, yeah. Because I understand the fear of like losing someone that you love, because that right. scares me too. But there's a difference between a fear of losing something and a fear of just being alone.
Okay.
Like if you fear being alone, that means that you don't really care about the person that you're with, you care about yourself.
Right.
If, God forbid, Pablo and I... things don't work. Stop rolling your eyes. It's an actual fear.
Okay.
I would be afraid for the relationship. Like, I would be afraid of losing him in my life as a person.
Right.
Being alone doesn't really scare me that much. But these people who, like, make you out... You're, like, the only girlfriend that I have, except Alyssa. Because I have such a hard time making friends with other girls.
I do too.
Like, in high school, I mentioned Danny.
Right.
He had a couple of girls around him that really liked him, but he asked me to be his girlfriend. And then I didn't want to kiss him because I just didn't want to. And mm-hmm. I wasn't ready for all that.
Right.
And I was little.
You're in high school.
Yeah. And I just didn't want to make out with someone yet. I wasn't ready for it. And they hated me ever since. They hated me because he chose me. They hated me because I shut him down. They just hated me. They still do. Because right. in college, I kind of like, I saw them again because we had a class together again. And they're like, yeah, we hated you.
Yeah.
Like, but why?
Because women are.
And then like.
Programmed into us.
How? It's not programmed into me.
Well, I know. It's, I don't know. It's weird. I think we have a radar. I think, at least for me in particular, I do sense within myself when I feel like another human, not even just female or male, like when another human is going to interact with me and the people I care about in a certain way. And yeah. I'm very defensive, but I also do give that person like the benefit of the doubt. So because you're in high school and you don't know any better, at least that's the excuse I'm giving these assholes. You don't know any better, and you're seeing somebody who's excelling or being the best person that they can be on their own terms, mm-hmm. especially someone like yourself who's very unique and have this way about you of just being, I call it happy, but I know we were very angsty. We're still pretty angsty, but I know that
I want to move out.
I exude to the people that I interact with as a happy person, mm-hmm. but that's the persona that we put on because there's a lot going on underneath.
Yeah.
And yeah. People see that and they think this girl has essentially everything, but in reality we're probably just as screwed up as the girl thinking that.
Oh yeah.
And they don't they don't see that because we put up these different walls, mm-hmm.
a facade.
And for sure I was,
that's all what social media is.
Yeah,
that's what this is, kind of, but we're kind of trying to break it down a little.
Yeah, we're trying to be, you know,
yeah, as open and honest. I kind of just realized my last two boyfriends, him included, had girlfriends when I met them.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I changed that. Well, actually, I changed that with the other one.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, it was going places before that. And then I came along and it was kind of the catalyst.
Oh, of course.
Do you think that I was like that with you, Pablo?
I don't know. But I do have thoughts on what you're
I don't want to talk about
that. No, wait. I do have thoughts on this subject.
Okay.
My thoughts on those things, it's kind of similar to the question of, there's some people that would argue that people in general, because I think guys could be like that too, where you might not let your significant other go out as much alone, especially, mm-hmm. Like Mike Pence. and because they're you'll meet someone and you fall for them and then mm-hmm. our thing will be destroyed.
Okay.
That means that your thing wasn't strong enough.
Right. And that's kind of how I feel about those things. I feel like if you think it's that fragile, then it was probably going to be destroyed at some point, and you might mm-hmm. as well have it be destroyed sooner than later.
Exactly.
Right.
I love you.
See, that's a normal people thinking.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the norm.
I think most people would rather hold on to the fakeness of it.
Yeah, because they don't want to be alone.
Rather than test it. I mean, and test maybe
I gotta be honest. I don't like this idea of being alone. When people are you need to be alone to discover yourself and
yeah.
you know, like you and I don't
I get that, but not that concept. Always. No. You can do that and still be in a relationship.
I think so too.
I mean, you've used that excuse for why you shut me down for a year.
Because I hadn't been single for a long time and I wanted to know what it was like.
Right, no, you had been single for 2 years before that.
No.
I think it's a fair.
You gotta get single? Your story straight.
Wait, when did we get together? 2016.
October 2016.
I was single for maybe a year. Yeah. About a year.
I think it's fair if that's what you want to, see what it's like, if it's going to lead you to a journey of better knowing yourself for your own path. That makes sense. I get it. But I've been negatively put down by women who are single, who are why are you always in a relationship? Or why are you...
They see it as something that's weak.
Yeah, you don't know how to...
How to be on your own.
Yeah, you don't know how to be on your own. You don't know...
Be independent.
Yes. And all I have to say...
girl.
All I have to say to that is, if I really, truly, honestly wanted, I could
yeah.
move it out on my own, financially support myself. This whole, persona of, what young adulthood should look like and be like for successful women. We were just talking about us, someone who we knew in high school who is essentially like a trophy wife. Mm-hmm. Right? And like you see her, you know, her persona, and it's like beautiful dresses and like you're going out every night and mm-hmm. like I have this fat rock on my finger and it's, yeah. you know, but I'm like doing my own thing without my man too. And this like
lavish
life. And I just don't, it's not real. Like this.
I mean, you don't know that.
Well, I'm sure she lives a great life, but I think that you only see like, the happy moments.
What if it's a 50 Shades type thing and like that's he really loves her?
I'm sure he does. I'm not saying he doesn't love her. I'm just saying it's not real. Like what she's putting out there, it's not everyday life. You know what I mean? Like she wakes mm-hmm. up in the morning and she doesn't poop rainbows and butterflies.
She doesn't?
No, of
course not. Everybody does that?
No, not yet. Can I?
Should see my toilet in the morning.
I really should.
Sorry, that was gross.
That was so gross, but so true. But like that is what like I just feel like makes no sense to me. So when you look at other women who aren't exactly living the same happy freaking lifestyle as you would assume for yourself, it just makes no sense. Putting other women down sucks.
I think girls in particular need to learn how to be happy for each other.
Yeah.
I was actually having this conversation with my sister and I was saying like the only like people that I like watch on YouTube or stuff like that, everybody has now, even the really modest ones who like live in their sweatpants all day every day, mm-hmm. they now have multi-million-dollar homes.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm like super happy for them that they finally get their dream house. It just reminds me of how far I am from my own dreams.
Right.
It's not that I want to take anybody down at all. It's just that sometimes success reminds you of where you would like to be and how far you are from that point.
True.
So my sister.
But then that can be like, inspiring for a lot
exactly,
of people.
Exactly. That's what she said. She was like, use that as inspiration.
Yeah.
Use that as motivation.
Yes.
For me, it's kind of hard to do that because it feels like it's so far away.
But it also shows you what's possible because it was like for them, they didn't start there.
Yeah, for them, sometimes it's even farther away.
Yeah.
For so when like, where they were at.
So it should
point.
Be inspiration because you can see that there is a path. Before we move on, because we're kind of moving on. Sorry, going back to the topic of like jealousy and stuff. Do you think that people, that specifically girls, because we are talking about that, although I suppose guys could do
yeah,
as
guys
well.
Can, yeah.
Yeah.
Are guys there people?
There are more insecure guys.
No, not insecure. Are there people that kind of justify that thinking and sort of, you know, they, like homewreckers, like actually
oh yeah,
just go out of their way to like purposely have someone like cheat on someone else just because they want to see the world burn?
Yes. I know a couple in life. I'm not going to name names because it has nothing to do with us. It's like my parents know people.
Okay.
Like no one's going to know who they are, but
so
yes.
Then are we too lenient with our mentality of like, no, you should do whatever you want because you're kind of putting the ratio to the test? Or is that still part of the test? And does it, you know what I'm saying?
Exposed to home wrecking.
Like, is insecurity helpful sometimes because there are people like that?
Oh, you mean like, where does the line draw from insecurity versus instinct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm like moving around so much.
If your insecurity is too overwhelming, you're not listening to your instinct. You're listening to your insecurity. But if your instinct says something's wrong, then you ask rationally. And if it's there, it's there. And if it's not, it's not.
True.
But like, if I had any inkling that you were like cheating on me, I would just ask you. I'm not gonna like set you up to
fail.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's what an insecure person would do. Like, I wouldn't like create a fake Facebook account and like send a hooker to your door or something. You know, people do that.
That's crazy.
How do
you just
feel?
To see, like, there's a TV show about it. And I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah.
That's
how
not
do
real,
you feel about like that stuff? Even though some of it's fake, but like even on the radio they do.
Yeah, like the whole like Ryan's the Roses. Rice,
yeah, yeah.
Ryan's Roses.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Do you think?
Well, those are.
Those are like extreme cases, I
yeah.
feel, but you know what?
But
I
sometimes
feel
that's like trying to set them up to fail, and that's not It's entertaining. Okay, as hell, especially 7 o'clock in the morning, but in traffic. Okay,
yes and no. I so feel like it doesn't necessarily set them up to fail because they already did the failing. They already failed.
True. Okay. Yes. True.
So they already failed, and this is just kind of trying to catch them in the act in that moment.
Okay, but what if they?
But like, oh yeah, go out and hang out with your friends, and like in this moment you met a girl or a guy or whatever, and you know they hit on you and you hit back on them and you're very flirtatious, and then something comes out of that situation and. That was the intention of your significant other to send you out to like be a flirtatious person. Yeah. Then.
When do you think flirting turns into cheating? Because that's like, that's really dependent on the person.
For me, I think flirting turns into cheating when you start feeling like you need to talk to that person. Do you know what I mean? Like, that person has become a part of your life in a way where, like...
Well, what if it's friendship?
No, there's a difference. There's such a difference. Like, I feel like you know when you get excitement and giddiness and, like, a certain type of way. When you first started talking to Paula, and you had those butterflies every time you got a text message. You were, like, obsessively on your phone, like...
I wasn't at first.
Of course not, because at first, like, we were just friends. But, like... As the relationship grows.
No, when I first started getting feelings for him, it would change and I'd be like.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, what do I say? Like, I had to think of something clever and stupid.
I didn't even have to think about it.
No, I did. But you have those feelings and you know when they come. And the minute you have those feelings and you still like.
I can't imagine having those feelings for somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, I told the whole hiccup story here about the guy at the Verizon store. Did I?
I don't think. Not today.
Well, I know not today, but, like, in general.
I don't remember.
Okay. This actual model, like, actual model, came into the Verizon store when I was working there. And I was like, hi, can I help you? And he was, like, tall, beautiful, manly, whatever.
Is tall really meaningful to you?
It's manly.
No, like, you know, when everyone's tall, one's tall. Taller.
He's like over 6 foot tall.
That's giant.
Would you really appreciate that?
I actually had an over 6 foot boyfriend before. It wasn't great.
Why didn't I know any of these men? I knew one, and he was the same height as you.
What?
This one?
I mean, okay, I guess two.
Wait, Corey?
Oh, shit. Three.
Wait, what was the question?
This is making me seem like I get around much, but I really don't. Like, when I say boyfriend, like, we can hold hands and I'll call you my boyfriend.
What was the question?
Then I guess I've been your girlfriend before.
What was the question?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember what the question was now. What was the question? What was I saying?
Okay, where does... cheating.
No. The question Tammy just asked right
now. Oh, okay. Wait, no. I didn't hear it. Because I felt like I was cheating on you. And I wasn't even with you yet. That's why I told you that day.
Right. But no, I just wanted to know what Tammy asked right now. And that made you say him?
Oh.
Oh.
It was a joke, she said.
Why does it feel like I don't know any of your, like, significant others?
Because I didn't really date until after high school.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Okay, go ahead with your story.
Okay. This guy, male model, tall, gorgeous looking guy, obviously works out, walks into the Verizon store. I say, like, hi, can I help you? And he's like, I'm just looking around. And then he, like, looks at me when he says that. Uh-huh. And I did not catch on to the flirting at all yet.
Okay.
My coworker was like, go get it. Go on. Like, I was single. Awkward. I was not with Pablo yet.
Uh-huh.
So he tells me his phone number. And, like, not for that purpose. I was working at Verizon. He needed to tell me his phone number so I can pull up his account.
Right.
So I pull up his account to see if he has an upgrade, because that's what protocol is, because you want to try and sell him something. So I pull up his account to see if he has an upgrade, and he doesn't. So I'm trying to get him to, like, get a phone anyway. And as I'm doing this, I get a hiccup, like a just like that.
Okay.
And I go, excuse me, I'm sorry. And he said, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And I was like,
I get that with my sneezes.
Because you're really cute when you sneeze.
I hold it in.
You're like, it's one of those cute little sneezes.
She only knows how I just sneeze let it all out. She, like, edits. She usually edits my
Your burps are adorable,
out.
Too. Anyway, so then he's like, what's your phone number? And I was like, and I gave him the card, my card for the store.
Right.
Which basically has my manager's name on it and the store phone number. And he's like, no, what's your phone number? Uh-huh. And I was like, just ask for me when you call. Just like, I did not get that he was flirting with me at all.
Okay.
Oblivious. And he was like, no, when you're not at work. And I was like, oh, you want my number? What? You want my number? No.
You're what? Such a dork. You did and, not.
Oh, I swear to God.
Freak out like that.
I did in my head. And I was like, oh, okay. So I wrote on the back of the card my number because I was like, sure. Okay. You're cute. I'll show you a picture later.
Okay.
So. And then we started texting like throughout the day. And the first thing he texted me, and it was like 5 minutes after he left the store. It was a picture of the card with my name and my phone number on it in this book that he was reading. And he was like, love my new bookmark. And I was like, that's a clever way to get conversation going. Because now I'm going to ask you what book you're reading. Like, that's a really clever. That's really clever. Thank you. So I appreciated that. And then, like, he worked out. So I told him he should come to my gym and blah, 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 blah. And but as that same day progressed and I was talking to him, my feelings for Pablo had already grown quite strong, and I was afraid of ruining our friendship by telling him.
Okay.
And I was like, I feel like I'm cheating.
But not cheating.
Yeah, I'm totally free to do this, but it doesn't feel right. Yeah, it feels so wrong. Like, I feel like this beautiful man was put here in front of me to test me.
Okay.
What am I going to really get out of this relationship with this pretty guy?
Right.
That I'm not going to get with Pablo. There's nothing. You can't equate the two.
Right.
But what am I going to get with Pablo that I can't find anywhere else? Mm-hmm. And that's what the value was there that I finally saw. And I decided like that night to tell him. And then that night he asked me to be his girlfriend.
How very cute.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, handsome model man, for helping me push through. Yeah. I had a panic attack as soon as I told Pablo that I liked him.
Oh, I would have had one too.
Yeah. Because I told him, I was like, I don't want anything to change. And that confused the hell out of him. But what I meant was, I don't want our friendship to be ruined.
Through this relationship.
Yeah. Because that happens all the time. Yeah, of course. That's what I meant. But at the time, I was
especially
being like...
Especially when you date someone that you like spend so much time with.
Yeah, we were like inseparable but friends,
right? And I remember thinking like, are they dating, are they friends, are they dating, are they friends? Like, I couldn't, and I didn't want to ask.
¿Por qué no les dos?
Well, remember, there was so many times when we would be at the store or like anywhere else,
oh my god,
and everyone would be like, oh, you guys are a cute couple, or like, are you guys dating? And then I would always just like turn around and be like, are we not? What's happening?
But remember, it was actually someone from Alamany. We were shopping for a friend's shower. We were in the baby aisle.
Yeah, they didn't mention anything, though.
They didn't?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. It was just like, what must they be thinking about?
Yeah, that's what we thought. Because Pablo and I were at Target. We weren't even together yet.
No.
We were at Target because I was going to a baby shower and I needed to get a present.
Yeah.
So I'm in Target in the baby aisle.
And Pablo's at diapers.
Looking at diapers.
I think there was one in the cart too.
Yeah, there was a diaper in the cart and I was looking at like bibs and stuff.
There's so many moments where I've had similar situations.
And I was like, huh, they probably have the absolute wrong idea.
Who was it that we ran into?
Someone. So Sammy's thought of a story.
I thought of like a mind-blowing story.
Okay, tell me.
This might be a story to like add in the previous one? Yeah. Okay. So when I was in high school, mm-hmm. this is the neighbor that I used to have a crush on.
Okay.
Because I felt like he wasn't interested in me. Mm-hmm. Like I was just like a dork and very weird. I was very weird, for lack of a better word. So I kind of was like, oh, you should, you know, be friends with my friend. Let's give her a name.
Sarah.
Okay. So I was like, you should meet my friend Sarah or whatever. And I even invited my neighbor to go to my high school football, like, it was like the pep rally before homecoming.
You were in a cheerleader, were you? No.
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 It was, you were on the drill team.
Yeah. You were a dancer.
Right. So I invited him so he could meet her because I was like, this is like, he's not interested.
You just wanted to prove to him that you were over him, basically.
Yeah. Like, I guess that was my intention. Right. So he's kind of hitting on her and they meet or whatever and they exchange numbers. And my dad takes us home. He like walks over and he's like, okay, bye, Sam. I'm like, okay, bye. And like, I was like, yeah, but we're just friends. And like, it really held on to that.
Yeah.
Like, we were on and off daters. So like, later on that year, he told the girl that like I had introduced him to, I'm really sorry, but I can't talk to you anymore because I'm talking to someone who I've wanted to essentially date for a really long time and I want to give it like a chance. What chance he gave it? It was like a week. Okay. It wasn't really a chance. A fast forward.
I mean, how old were we?
I don't know, like 15, 16.
Okay. So, a week is like a year.
Exactly. So fast forward to like as an adult, she worked at the Ralphs right next to where we lived. So here I am and we're both like dressed up. Like we're both like dressed up to the nines. We're about to go to a birthday party at a club. So like, we like wanted a pregame, and so I'm standing in line. And by the way, she and I had like we had a falling out. And I'm standing in line with like our bottles, and like I put them on the counter or whatever, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is awkward. And I'm sure, I'm like so positive he does not remember her like at all. Like I can just tell from like the interactions and all of that. And I'm just like, oh my god, oh my god, like standing in the slide like holy shit,
standing on a time bomb.
Yeah, like I really am like, oh my god, I hope she doesn't realize that this is the same guy I tried to set her up with. And then like years later we're like standing in this like awkward position. She's like, Sammy? And I was like,
oh, no. I was like, hey, abort.
I know. I was like, hi. And she was like, oh my god, how have you been? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing good. And she's like, you look really nice. And I was like, oh, thank you. Well, this is my friend, you know, so-and-so. And she was like, oh, hi. And he was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you.
He didn't remember?
No. So I get into the car and I was like, man, do you remember who that is? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have no idea.
All right. The last story of the night of this podcast is one that I just kind of remembered. So I already confessed my curiosity as a younger person that I kind of didn't let come out like at all until quite recently. However, after high school and after I was already in college and everything, I kind of fell into this group of people that were from Alamany but a bit younger than us.
Okay.
Yeah. And the majority of them were lesbians. They weren't out yet. They're out now. So I'm not outing anybody.
Right.
But at the time, nobody was really out.
Okay.
And they were like, it was a group
okay.
of people. And I met this one girl on a film set. I was still a film student because I met this person on a film set.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to be the main character of this little short film that, of course, never got released. So when I first met her, she was like really cute, but not my type.
Okay.
But she was still cute, but just not my type. Like, not something that I would really go for.
Okay.
And she was very quirky, very weird, very out there. And not to say that that's a bad thing. I thought it was really endearing. And I asked her, like, if she ever watched the certain TV show, and she hadn't, and now she's obsessed with it. Like, even now she is. And it was just this big thing that we really, really bonded. She became, like, one of my best friends. But she was gay.
Okay.
And she liked me.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was still going to high school. I was in college, taking my college film courses. Mm-hmm. So I guess they kind of thought I was kind of cool.
Because you were a filmy person?
And I had a car.
And you were artistic.
Yeah. And I had a
car.
You
were a tortured soul.
I had a car. I'm pretty sure it was the car thing.
The car thing could have helped.
I would come to Alamany all the time because I already knew the campus to pick her up. And it was kind of fun you know, just seeing the campus again and visiting like old
teachers
and stuff. And they were seniors at the time.
Right.
I normally would just go around, you know, the Alamany pickup drop off situation.
Right.
You don't get out of the car.
No, of course not.
Yeah. But this one day,
you got out of the car.
I parked in the back and I got out of the car because I wanted to walk around. And I was asking these people, have you seen her? And they were like, oh my God, are you Nadia?
Why do you always get that reaction?
And I was like, yeah, I'm just looking for my friend because I'm picking her up. And they're like, that's her girlfriend.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I was like, what? It's like, yeah, you're her girlfriend. I'm like, I didn't want to like say, no, I'm not. Because I didn't want to embarrass anybody.
Right.
But then I found her and I was like, are you telling people that I'm your girlfriend? And she was like, yeah. Because like...
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I had to sit down and explain to her. Like, this is... If she ever listens to this, she might be pissed at me. Because I gave this big speech about how I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight.
And then...
Hi, I'm bi.
Oh, boy.
So... We ended up like not talking for a little while, which was kind of sad. And then we started talking again, like after the fact. I was just like, look, I didn't want us to not be friends. I just want it to be clear that I don't like you like that.
Right.
Like, I love you as a friend. You're great. We have so much fun together. And in our group of people, we have so much fun. But like that, not so much.
Now I'm starting to see why you don't have a lot of female friends.
Yeah. Because, like, a lot of them are actually gay.
Maybe you just attract women in a certain way.
I don't know. So, after a while, she was like, okay, fine. I'm completely over you. And I'm like, okay, that's good. So, we can just be friends now. You're over me. It's fine. So, she ends up talking to me about this other girl that she's liked for a long time that goes to school with her. And I'm like, okay, that's a good
sign. Start. Yeah.
But I started actually really, really caring for her and her happiness. I didn't think that this other person was right for her. Because the other person was also like, I'm straight, but stringing you along.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I sat the other girl down when I met her. She hated me.
Because
she still hates me.
What'd you tell her?
Like, she's told me to my face, I hate you.
Okay, yeah, but what'd you do to make her hate you?
Because her girlfriend likes me.
Okay.
Well, not current, because they're still together. Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. The girl asks me to prom. And I'm like, look, like, you got your other girlfriend going on. And they were very on and off, because the other girl, in hindsight now, I see that she is, like, they do love each other.
Yeah.
But at the time, I think she was just really not knowing what she wanted.
Right, and maybe you're like a teenager.
Yeah.
And you just don't know.
But she would always try and, like, push my buttons like that. It was right. Just, it was very annoying to the fact that I don't hang out with them anymore. Like, I haven't seen them in years. So, fast forward to prom. The girl and I, the initial one that kind of liked me, she explains, she's like, look, I understand that you don't like me like that. It's completely fine. I just understand that you didn't have a prom and you're my friend. I want you to... Oh, bless you. So cute. So, you know, just come to prom with me. I was like, okay. So, I go to prom. We're friends. We have prom pictures together. It looks like we're together. But she made it very clear. Because the photographer was like, is this a couple? Are you guys friends? She's like, we're just friends. I'm like, all right, good on you. I didn't have to make it awkward.
She yeah.
just did it for me. So that night is when I met a boyfriend. Back to insecurity, he made me kind of break up with all of them as friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's isolators.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a big isolator.
Of isolators.
I was completely alone after him and I had eventually broken up after a year. He made me out, like, even my oldest friends. He made me throw away gifts. Bless you. Oh,
bless
my God.
You.
So cute.
From your friends.
Yeah, he made me, like, throw away gifts from, like, old friends, like, childhood friends. Thank you so much for joining me, Sammy. I love you so much.
I love you, too.
More than you know.
Oh, now I know. No.
I'm kidding.
I'm always going to just have an immense amount of love for you. And that's just the end of it.
That's nice. That's sweet. Ditto.
Oh, thanks.
Me too. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. Make sure to like this video and subscribe down below or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you next time. Happy Christmas. Merry Chrysler. Bye-bye.
Is this coming out before Christmas?
I hope so.
Bye.
Bye.